Ever wonder what the gun industry has to say for itself? Here's your chance. Listen to the new series, Gun Industry Speaks. We'll go deep into the issues all Americans care about, such as background checks, stopping criminals, and what the gun industry is doing to keep firearms out of the wrong hands.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Mortgage rates are down, and surprisingly, so are home sales. We'll find out why from a Wall Street Journal real estate reporter. First, some money and market news you should know. The streaming wars are heating up. Verizon says it will give its roughly 50 million wireless customers on unlimited data plans a year of free access to Disney Plus when it launches on November the 12th. Disney Plus will also be available to Verizon's new Fios Internet and 5G home broadband customers. Disney is launching the service to directly take on Netflix, but it's not the only company entering the ring. Apple is giving customers who buy iPhones its Apple TV Plus service free for 1 year. And next week, AT&T will unveil its own streaming service called HBO Max before a commercial rollout next year. At Pizza Hut, it's no longer hip to be square. The chain is testing a round pizza box that uses less packaging and is compostable. It's been working on the round box for the past 2 years with the Zoom sustainability company. Inside the round box will be the chain's new garden specialty pizza, featuring a plant-based Italian sausage topping along with onions, peppers, and mushrooms. The $10 pizza will only be available in stores. Proceeds will go to an Arizona sustainability organization.
The following message comes from Panera Bread. Ask yourself, when was the last time you had a meal that was fresh and filling? Panera's new warm grain bowls are full of flavorful ingredients like hearty quinoa, spicy salsa verde, and creamy avocado. Full of flavors, textures, and colors. Full of good, so you'll be full of good too. Try a new Baja or Mediterranean warm grain bowl. Warm grain bowls full of good. Now available for delivery. Panera. Food as it should be.
In the past 6 months, the average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage has fallen from 4% to roughly 3.6%, and yet sales of existing homes in the U.S. continue to struggle, down 2.2% in September. Let's check in with Wall Street Journal real estate reporter Laura Casisto to find out why sales haven't picked up with mortgage rates so low. So, Laura, how much of a surprise was the 2.2% sales drop? Didn't economists expect a drop?
Economists expected a slight drop as of about a week ago. But if you had asked me a few weeks ago, I was really sure we were going to have a third good month in a row. It just seemed like things were finally turning around. Job growth has been good. Wages have been good. Rates have now been low for, have been dropping for really most of the past year. And there was just sort of a sense of optimism, a sense of hope that this market that had been slow for a year was about to turn around. And so it was a little disappointing that that did not turn out to be the case.
You know, for several months, buyers faced a growing selection of homes, slowing growth rate of prices. What happened?
Yeah, it was a great time to be a buyer. I kept writing it. Apparently, nobody listened to me. But no, actually, what really happened was that it was a great time to be a buyer. People kind of got that memo, flooded the market, and we saw a very quick reversal of what were some of the kind of really helpful trends for buyers. That increase in the availability of homes for sale, the fact that price growth was starting to slow, those things just very quickly, those homes got snapped up and prices started rising again.
So is that what has kept prices at such a high level?
The really tricky thing with the market right now is we just can't seem to get to normal levels of inventory. A normal level of inventory is about 6 months. We're about 2 months short of that now. We're closer to 4 months. And actually, if you break it down more granularly, it's even worse than that when you look at starter homes, which is where most of the demand is. So you have millennials, they're out in the market, they're ready to buy their first home, and there's just nothing for them to buy. And so the market can't really find its footing.
And what's the effect of high prices on home sellers.
It's interesting. You would think that this would be just a party for them. You think that everyone should be just putting their homes in the market and that should solve the inventory problem. But that's not what we're seeing. What we really saw after rates fell was a big refinancing boom, but not a lot more people putting their homes in the market. And I think part of the reason for that is that in a lot of these urban areas, if you've got a home close to downtown, you more or less like it. Maybe you need a little more space. It would cost you so much money, or you'd have to go so much further out to upgrade and get more space. People are just making the call. It doesn't seem worth it.
Is it unusual for sales to not move higher at a quicker pace than they are with mortgage rates so low?
Yeah, like if you go back to the last time we really saw this was the taper tantrum in 2013. Rates dropped, and we saw after that, I mean, that's when sales really started to pick up.
What was a taper tantrum?
So the Fed sort of signaled that they were going to raise interest rates, and the market panicked, and mortgage rates and interest rates shot way up. And we saw sales pull way back. But then they recovered, and they recovered pretty strongly. And I think part of what might be happening here is we're getting to the tail end of the economic recovery. We're starting to see some signs that the economy might be slowing. There may not be enough momentum to keep the housing market kind of recovering this time around.
And economists are paying very close attention because if there is a global slowdown that reaches the U.S., the strength in the housing market can fill in and complement some of the slowdown in other areas.
The hope would be housing is a very kind of domestic industry. So if we see a slowdown driven by the trade war, if we see manufacturing slowdown, that wouldn't necessarily mean that we see a housing slowdown. If otherwise things in the U.S. economy are good, we could see people still buying homes. That could help buoy the economy. That could help prolong the economic boom we've been seeing. But those are a lot of maybes, a lot of coulds. We would definitely need to see the housing market looking healthier than it is looking as of this month.
So you have the 30-year fixed rate mortgage at about 3.6%. That's an average nationwide. Is there a rule of thumb as to how long it takes lower mortgage rates or a tick down in mortgage rates to really be seen and felt in the housing market?
Well, and that is one theory for why we maybe haven't seen an uptick yet. That theory gets less credible to me as the months go by. I mean, rates really started to fall. They started falling in January, but they really fell in April. And there is some truth to the fact that, think of just your own behavior. You know, you think, honey, you know, maybe we should buy a home. You go out, you attend a few open houses, maybe you finally find the home you want, maybe you lose out on that. You know, it does take a little while for all of these trends to play out. It's not like refinancing where you just call your loan officer and say, hey, I want to refinance. So there might be some of that going on. But, you know, we're 6 months in and we're not seeing a real sustained uptick. So I'm a little bit skeptical, but there are definitely economists who say the last few months of the year, that's when we'll finally see this really translate into a better housing market.
All right. We'll look for that and we'll have you back here in our studio. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Casisto joining us. Laura, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.